I did not holler at you. All I said was I'm not cleaning up behind those people.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Myra with Family First.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Myra? I'm calling because I'm sitting here with Miss Benitez, and I guess she has an issue because I don't want to clean upstairs where somebody else lives at. And I just want y'all to explain to her that I don't have to clean up upstairs where somebody else lives at. Correct, but then she starts hollering at me. And so then I'm like, I'm going to call the job because I don't want nobody to think that I'm not hollering at her. All I said was I'm not cleaning upstairs behind people that live upstairs.
I'm sorry. She
lives in an apartment building. It's people that live upstairs on the second floor. She wants me to mop up there where they live at. And then, correct, but there. Correct, but when
I'm sorry.
This is what I mean.
I'm sorry, you're too much already.
How am I too much? Because I don't want to clean up behind other people.
Okay, I told you the last time you told me something and you get mad. You know, you get excited, I get excited. You have to understand. You don't want to.
Because I keep telling you that I'm not cleaning up behind other people and you keep asking me to clean up behind other people.
Okay, leave it like that. That's so that we have an argument too.
Because you were talking about me being on my phone loud outside. So again, I just wanted to be noted that I'm not here to clean up behind other people that live in this apartment building.
Okay, don't do it. I'm not asking you. I just told you you can do me a favor and clean from upstairs.
And I told you the other day.
Throw the liquid from the garbage out.
That don't have nothing to do with me, though. They live up here.
I'm sorry. If you're going to get mad like that, I'm sorry. You know?
Do I sound like I'm getting mad? I'm just trying to explain to her. I understand what she's saying, that they dropping garbage up there, but that's not her business. Them people need to be cleaning up there. I don't get paid to clean up behind other people.
I know. You don't get paid, though. You get paid from the welfare.
I don't get paid from welfare. You see, she's talking about I get paid from welfare and... Yeah, correct. I get paid to help you out, not clean upstairs.
I'm sorry. Listen, you know, me and you, we don't get connected. Me and you, we don't get connected. I'm sorry. Me and you, we don't.
So, I don't know if y'all want to, if y'all could start looking for me for another client.
Sure, Shira. I can submit your information over.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I can submit your information over to Human Resources. But what do you mean? Are you going to stop working today or?
I mean, I don't know. She's the one that's saying, again, she has a problem with me because I don't want to clean up behind other people. And I don't think that I should lose my position because I don't want to clean up behind other people.
That's why I told you that if I do it, you know, I don't mind. If I want to be clean or whatever, you know, that's my problem, you know?
Yeah, but the patient is saying right now that it's okay that you don't have to do it.
Correct. I understand that, but this is not our first time having this conversation. That she thinks that I'm supposed to clean up behind other people that live here.
The last time, I was painting over here. And
I'm not talking about painting. I'm talking about when you talk about clean up outside behind the people.
I don't give you no excuse. I do it by my own right. Then I'm the one that I know that I feel hurt on my arm. And I don't want to bother nobody. And they're going to be like that with me, you know? You have to understand my part, too. You have to understand.
Yeah, but your part is not upstairs. Your part is
okay.
Down here.
Hey, you don't want it. Do it. I do it. I told you already.
I have to hang up the call because we're closing payroll today.
I'm really talking to you. I'm not upset. She's the one upset. And that's what I'm saying. She keep on making it seem like I'm the problem, but I'm getting upset. I'm not even upset. I'm just telling her and trying to explain to her.
Yes. If you want to switch clients, because this sounds like a personal difference between you and the patient.
I'm sorry, I can't hear.
Hello.
Hello.
Shira, please call me if you wish to switch clients because this really sounds like a personal difference between the client and you. You don't have to clean up anywhere else that it's not the patient's apartment. But right now we're closing payroll, so we have to focus on that. If you want to switch clients, please call me and let me know.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.